This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's a new study out of Georgetown University today. It's titled Separate and Unequal. It says more Hispanics and African Americans are going to college, but their access to the nearly 500 most selective schools just isn't keeping pace. Sally Herships has more now on how inequality in education can perpetuate the economic divide.
If you imagine the American dream as a large red, white, and blue balloon, our education system could be seen as a very sharp pin. According to this new study, there are major perks for white students that their classmates are just not getting. Tony Carnevale is the study's author.
This is not about old-fashioned vulgar racism. This is about the way the mechanics of our economy and our education system are working together to produce racial inequality across generations.
White college graduates from the most selective schools can earn $2 million more over their lives than students who attend less selective schools.
In the end, the school you go to, whether it's selective or not, matters because money matters.
Those most selective colleges spend more per student than less selective schools, sometimes as much as 5 times more. That leads to higher graduation rates and grad school. But even though more African American and Latino students are going to college, they're not going to those top schools at the same rate as white students, even if they're equally qualified. Remember, Carnevale says this isn't outright racism. People are just good at passing down privilege between generations, and white parents are more likely to have gone to college. Naliwe Rooks teaches Africana Studies at Cornell.
The way to ensure that intergenerational poverty is not passed on is through education. Well, this kind of inequality ensures that those gaps continue, and it's not good for anyone.
Rook says for some minorities, education isn't helping them. Instead, it's holding them back. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.